And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present our young singing star, Miss Judy Garland, singing a brand new song
just
called...
Just a minute, Mr. Hope.
What's that, Judy?
I don't think I can sing tonight. I guess I'm not in the mood.
Not in the mood, but Judy, we're on the air.
Gee, Mr. Hope, all you ever think about is your program. There are lots more important things in this world than your radio program.
I know, Judy, but this week let's not talk about my picture.
You don't understand. It's all over with. It's through. It's finished, that's all.
Why, Judy, where did you get this Republican viewpoint? You're actually bitter.
Well, do you think it's right that people should hurt people and injure their feelings and step on people?
No, I don't think it's right, but that bus is the only one from Glendale.
Can't you see I'm serious? I'm hurt and crushed. I feel awful about breaking up with Billy Jones.
Billy Jones, is it that bounder again? Is he dragging your name through the ninth grade?
No, it's just that we've broken up.
Why? What's the matter this time?
Well, he says he isn't going to let marriage get in the way of his playing third base.
Well, you know, Judy, in each life, no rain must fall.
That's not the expression.
I know, but the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce censored the script. Anyway, cheer up, Judy. You two kids will probably be back together again tomorrow.
Oh, no. This is forever. I'll never forget the way he looked the last time I saw him. His hard, unfriendly eyes staring at me over a candy apple.
Well, I can't understand how you two could even think of marriage. In the first place, you're both so young. How could he support you?
Well, Billy figured if he leaves school right now, before he learns anything, he can become a radio comedian.
Nobody asked for applause there. Listen, Judy, you better forget a guy who talks like that.
That's easy to say, but, gee, nobody smiles like he does. The way he crinkles up his nose.
Yeah, well, my nose crinkles, too.
No, I don't mean just one big crinkle. Tell me, Mr. Hope, what can I do to win Billy back?
Well, Judy, there's only one thing for you to do. Play hard to get.
How do I do that?
Oh, just watch any of my girlfriends when they're around me.
All right, Mr. Hope, but I don't think they're playing.
Listen, Judy, I know what I'm talking about. You can have plenty of other boyfriends. It's easy to attract them. Just do the little things I do when I want to attract a girl's attention.
Well, I'll try, Mr. Hope, but gosh, I'm going to look awful silly standing on my head and yelling, "Hi, Toots."
Well, I only do that if she looks back.
See, no matter what you tell me, Mr. Hope, I can't help thinking of Billy. We went everywhere and had lots of fun together. Just like you go everywhere with Madeline Carroll. You tell people.
What do you mean, I tell people? Well, I'm very popular with the ladies. Did you see that big crowd of women that followed me down Hollywood Boulevard yesterday? And then one of the women ran up and threw her arms around me?
I saw that, Mr. Hope. Did you really snatch her pocketbook?
Judy, of course not. And besides, there wasn't anything in it.
You know, you must be a very lonely man. I bet your heart is really breaking. And all the time you're supposed to stand up here and be funny. Gee, I certainly admire you for trying.
Well, Judy, I might as well break down and confess. You don't know how lonely I get some nights. Nobody wants to go out with me. I sit home in front of the fireplace all alone. Knit one, purl one, knit one. Knit one, purl one. I tell you, it's driving me mad.
What are you going to do about it?
Some night I'm going to knit one, purl two, just to see what happens.
Listen, Mr. Hope, you could be popular if you wanted to be. Maybe you have the wrong approach. When you meet a nice girl at a party, you should walk up and say, "How do you do?" Girls don't understand what you mean when you give them hot foot.
Darn it, I never know when a fad goes out.
Gee, isn't it funny how you and I, both suffering from broken hearts, managed to find each other?
Yeah, there must be a lot of truth in the saying, misery loves company.
Yes, Mr. Hope. Gee, I guess you're the most miserable person I know.
I know, Judy.
Oh, but you don't have to be miserable, Mr. Hope. Be independent.
I will, Judy.
Tell the girls you're not interested.
I will, Judy.
And even if Madeline Carroll begs you to go out with her, turn her down.
Sing, Judy.
Oh,
it's over, we've reached the end, the very last page in the book. It was a game of put and take, but I put more than I took. And if I ever see you again, it'll be a cold, cold day. In fact, you better get an overcoat right now, 'cause you're gonna freeze when I say goody, good, bye, 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 I'll see you together. Goody, good, bye, 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 so you can kiss forever. While playing with my part, you overplayed your part. I must have been dumb, dumb as they come to believe you from the start. Goody, good luck to you and to the other. I mean the one you kept undercover. Take a goody, good look in the goody, good book. There's a goody, good reason why. It's goodbye, bye, bye, goody, goodbye. Goody goodbye, I'll forget you. Goody goodbye, too bad I met you. I was too naive to think you'd never leave.